Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Have you ever noticed how many times Bible writers describe God as being faithful? I have never counted the times the expression, God is faithful, or a similar phrase appears in the sacred text. But the number is impressive. In Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, he uses the term two times. God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. 1 Corinthians 1:9. There has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Moses reminded the Jewish people of God's faithfulness in dealing with them. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant and mercy with them who love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations. Deuteronomy 7:9. The inspired writers of the Old Testament continually emphasize man's ability and obligation to know God and His will. Moses urged the Israelites, "Know therefore that the Lord thy God is God." In an age when liberal scholars often deny man's ability to know, it is refreshing to have God's representatives to assure us that we can know and have a sacred obligation to know. If men do not have the ability to know or do not need to know, why would our Lord affirm, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free"? John 8:32. And why would Paul say to a young preacher, "I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day"? 2 Timothy 1:12. Moses insisted that the Israelites could know two great truths, that the God of Israel is God, and that He is faithful. Each time I read this verse or similar ones about the true God, I'm reminded of a scene from the movie The Ten Commandments. The Egyptian Pharaoh has witnessed the devastating effects of the 10 plagues God sent on Egypt. He knew the miraculous way God had guided the Israelites to the Red Sea. He also knew that God opened up the sea so the Israelites could walk across on dry ground. As the Pharaoh sits on his throne, Queen Nefertiti asked him why he had not killed Moses, who had caused so many heartaches for Pharaoh and for the Egyptian people. The Pharaoh responded, "His God is God." How could anyone doubt that the God of the Bible is God, the true and living God? Moses refers to God as the faithful God, who keeps covenant and mercy with them who love Him and keep His commandments. The Apostle Peter affirms, "God is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness." 2 Peter 3:9. When God promised the land of Canaan to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, there was nothing or no one who could hinder the fulfillment of that promise. But when the Jews entered the land, their stay in the land was contingent on their being faithful to God's commandments. If the Jews did not love God and keep His commandments, they broke the covenant God had made with them. God could no longer honor the promise He had made to them. That was the reason the Jews permanently lost their inheritance. You cannot be unaware of the many times Old Testament books stress the absolute necessity of keeping God's commandments. Our current text is just one example. Since we live under the law of liberty, we are no longer required to keep His commandments, are we? If God demands that Christians keep His commandments, would that not be legalism, as many modern theologians teach? What did Jesus mean when He told His disciples, "If you love Me, keep My commandments"? John 14:15. The Apostle John explained, "For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous or burdensome." 1 John 5:3. Thank you for listening today, and may God continue to bless you.